question, Ariana. Thanks.
Yeah, beautiful.
Okay, I'm just going to close Ariana down and go to the questions because the people who are on webcasts, some of them have written some questions. Teresa Lindgren from Sweden. G'day, Teresa. She says, I wonder how I can help myself be more in the state of real time here and now when I'm with my horses. Well, I'm pretty sure that we've answered that one really well, Teresa, because somebody else asked exactly the same question. Is there anything else that you wanted to add to one, Laura?
Can you please repeat the question? I didn't really hear it clearly.
Sorry. She said, I wonder how I can help myself to be more in the state of real time here and now when I'm with my horses. And I was thinking that you had actually answered that question really well, but was there anything else that you wanted to add to that before we moved on to the next one?
Well, I think we've been answering, it's still a matter of a lot of things, but I think it's really this making sure that we are not occupied if we had a busy day, that we are aware how the busy day affected, and that we get rid of that kind of effectiveness, and at the same time that we don't just go into a bubble either, but we are really there and just it's just all about awareness what's really going on, quieting our mind but not stopping our mind, and accepting that we don't maybe know, but being there, understanding, connecting in ourselves, etc. So nothing coming anymore.
Yeah.
So we can go to the next one.
I think you answered that one really well. Yeah.